hit season two of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your effort stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
An article in Saturday's Wall Street Journal exposes why customer service is so rotten at most places and why customers are getting more and more fed up. We're going to talk about it on today's Project Distinct. Hey, it's Scott McCain. I just finished a week at the National Speakers Association Convention. That's why we were running the repeat episodes. And thank you for listening and downloading those. And we're back live all week long with new episodes. I am at Disneyland right now in Anaheim, California. I'll be in California all week long and looking forward to a great week of events with Volkswagen Australia that's bringing dealers over from Australia to meet here. But I saw in the weekend edition of the Wall Street Journal, the craziest thing you can imagine when it comes to customer service. That's what we're going to be talking about on today's Project Distinct, brought to you by the Ultimate Business Summit. The clock is winding down. Your time is almost up, but we still have a few seats left that you can get at ultimatebusinesssummit.com. It's just an amazing program. That's why over 90% of the people that come once return for more. Come see why. And when you use the coupon code Scott, just enter my first name, Scott, when you sign up, it'll get you $100 off. So come join us in Las Vegas in just a couple of weeks at the Ultimate Business Summit. The title of the article by Sharon Turlap in August 3rd, 2019's Wall Street Journal says that everyone hates customer service, and this is why. Here's the opening line, and it just makes my blood boil. Quote, in corporate parlance, it's called the break point. It's how far customers can be pushed before their heads explode. Listen to this, that she says. From long waits at the airport to rude store clerks to inefficient helplines, shoddy customer service is a universal frustration. I think most of us, even those of us that deal with the customer experience all day long, would certainly agree with that. She says, though today, companies crunch data and use artificial intelligence to determine exactly how angry a customer has to be to bolt. And many are walking right up to that line. She says technologies can track how long a customer will wait for a human to answer the phone and how many ads they will tolerate. They monitor the tone of a customer's voice. Companies know what steps they must take to keep shoppers loyal and which steps they can skip. It's just unbelievable. You know, what gets me about this more than anything is that if companies would spend the effort to satisfy, to thrill, to amaze customers, that they're spending to track how long it will take to get them so upset that they'll leave, maybe you'd have more customers. Maybe you'd have more engaged customers. Maybe you had customers that would repeat their business more frequently and refer your business more enthusiastically. It says here, quote, this knowledge has contributed to a decline in how customers are treated, say analysts, consultants, and former executives. It's just amazing. There's a story here of a woman named Sally Roby, and she had her break point with AT&T after six calls and a collective 4 hours on the phone with customer service agents over the price of her plan. She'd been an AT&T customer for 30 years, and she decided she was done. Well, guess what happened? She made six calls, 4 hours on the phone, she says. She was dogged by overage fees on their family's seven-phone wireless plan, and so she eventually got a better deal from Verizon. She returned to AT&T to see if it matched the rates. AT&T declined. The agent said there's nothing that they could do to help her. It was only when she was in the act of switching her phone numbers over to Verizon from AT&T that the wireless carrier surrendered. Then, she said, they were like, oh, we want to keep you. She ended up staying because the company gave her what she wanted right before she was about to leave. Now, I find that interesting as well. If she was so disgruntled, why didn't she just go ahead and switch? But what happens, it says here, is that groups like AT&T employ artificial intelligence to gauge customers' behavior patterns and personalities to pair them with the right customer service agent. And so what happens is call centers now have software that can analyze the tone of your voice, the pace of your speech, and through that determines how upset you are. Then you get routed to the agent that's skilled in communicating with people like you, And there's a company here called Dialpad that transcribes the call center conversations in a real time to sense when a call is taking a turn for the worse that prompts the manager to listen in or to view the transcript or step in. It's unbelievable. It's crazy that we now have technology that allows a company to make a decision in a moment to decide how to handle the call, but in part it's to prolong your agony so that maybe they can wring more money out of you. Look, there's no coincidence that the companies that do best at the customer experience are also the companies that are getting the most repeat business and the most referral business. You know, it amazes me that we have brought up an entire generation of professionals who have their MBA, that know how to read a balance sheet and study a P&L statement and can quote excessively about EBITDA, but don't have a clue about what it takes to obtain and sustain a customer, to get more repeat business, to get more profitable business, to grow the relationship that they have with customers so that referrals are gladly given. It says here in the article, a breakpoint is an informal term used by some companies and consultants to describe the point at which customers quit, whether it's canceling a subscription or no longer buying a product or switching to a rival company. And it's amazing how many are willing to push to the breakpoint so we can wring everything out of you until you're willing to walk away. It's just an incredibly disappointing and discouraging aspect. I personally had a similar problem with AT&T's DirecTV service that I talked about on Project Distinct here a while back, that they sent technicians to the house and we couldn't get a signal. And after four times of having technicians at the house, after dealing with them on the phone, then they canceled, and then they wanted to bill me a fee for discontinuing the service. I'm canceling AT&T phone service as well. Because if that's the company philosophy about the customer, why in the world would you ever want to continue to do business with them? Look, at the end of the day, customers are getting smarter too. As all of these technologies come into the marketplace to make companies and organizations smarter about the decisions they make, it doesn't take into account the fact that social media gives us the chance to tweet about this to other customers. And so we create a pre-purchase bias against your organization. Here's what I mean by that. If customers are saying the kinds of things about you that the one customer said in this article in the Wall Street Journal, it prejudices your prospects against you. Now, there's not an easy way for you to measure that. And that's part of the problem, right? Because CFOs and managers can get away with it in many cases. But we got to think long term. How does that impact the relationship value that you have with your customers? How does it impact the impression that you're making on your prospects? Look, at the end of the day, smart companies aren't the ones that invest in technology to let them know how much more they can wring out of a customer and take them right to that break point of being able to walk away. Smart companies are the ones that invest in technologies that help them enhance and grow the customer experience so they deepen the connection with the customer, extend the loyalty that that customer has, and enhance the opportunities that they have for referrals. That's what distinctive, iconic organizations and leaders are willing to do. And that's all from Disneyland with today's Project Distinct. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow in the next edition. And don't forget, check out ultimatebusinesssummit.com. We'd love to have you join us in Vegas in a couple of weeks. I hope to see you there. This is Scott McCain. Thanks again for listening.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.